We walked home from the nursery with Charlie swinging between us. The day was beautiful. The sun was hot and the air was buzzing with bees and the scent of flowers was everywhere. Beside the pavement, there were the front gardens of the houses, full of soft colours. It was hard not to be full of hope. "I think I shall teach you the names of all the English flowers," said Sarah. "This is fuchsia, and this is a rose, and this is honeysuckle." "What? What are you smiling about?" "There are no goats. That is why you have all these beautiful flowers." "There were goats in your village?" "Yes, and they ate all the flowers." "I'm sorry." "Do not be sorry. We ate all the goats." Sarah frowned. "Still," she said, "I think I'd rather have honeysuckle." "One day I will take you where I come from, and you will eat only cassava for a week, and then you will tell me if you would rather have honeysuckle or goat." Sarah smiled and leaned over to smell the honeysuckle blossom. Now I saw that she was crying again. "Oh, I'm sorry," said Sarah. "I can't seem to stop. Oh, look at me. I'm all over the place." Charlie looked up at his mother, and I rubbed the top of his head to show him everything was okay. We started to walk again. Sarah blew her nose on a tissue. She said, "How long am I going to be like this, do you suppose?" "It was 1 year for me after they killed my sister." "Before you could think straight again?" "Before I could think at all. At first I was just running, 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 getting away from where it happened, you know. Then there was the detention center. It was very bad. It is not possible to think clearly in there. You have not committed a crime, so all you can think of is, when will I be let out? But they tell you nothing. After a month, 6 months, you start to think, maybe I will grow old in here. Maybe I will die here. Maybe I am already dead. For the first year, all I could think about was killing myself. When everyone else is dead, sometimes you think it would be easier to join them, you know. But you have to move on. Move on, move on, they tell you, as if you are stubborn, as if you are chewing on their flowers like a goat. Move on, move on. At 5 p.m. they tell you to move on, and at 6 p.m. they lock you back in your cell. Didn't they give you any help at all in that place? I sighed.